Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got... Oh, man, he's sad.
Dude, you nailed that one.
Corey Majors. And the return of the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, let's get right to it. It is the end of the Bruce Bochy era here in Texas. I don't know if 3 years counts as an era, but he won a World Series, so I say it does.
What else would you consider an era?
I don't know. Some
a period of time, isn't it?
Some sticklers would say it needs to be longer, but I think they
name
can.
Name a stickler.
I can. I'm not going to say it because I almost made a joke, but that felt inappropriate.
All right.
So.
Politics.
Not. Yeah.
I don't know if that was.
No, it was.
Okay.
All right. So. It's the end of the Bruce Bochy era as the manager. I know there is some thought and hope he was offered the front office job. I know a lot of people believe that he will now make a beeline towards San Francisco because he wants to continue to manage. But we can get to all of those things. I just wanted to say thank you to Bruce Bochy. And like you, Corey, I am sad that he is gone.
I have said thank you to Bruce Bochy. Personally,
yeah.
Whether or not he cares, that's a different story.
I'm sure he does.
He gave our team its first ever World Series. He was the kindest man. Every piece-a-thon every piece-a-thon that we asked him to do, he actually did take the time out of his holiday time to have a conversation with us. And I appreciate that too. That's a very small thing, but it was very nice and kind to us. There was a level of respect that he earned in before the season began in 2023 that I've never seen a manager get ever.
Dude.
Especially around here.
So if we could talk about that for just 1 second. In spring training, every single person essentially declined to get into what the specific content of it was, but they all said it took about 10 to 15 minutes in. Every player we talked to there was like, I'm ready to run through this wall right here, right now for Bruce Bochy. And I remember very vividly, he was astonished at how off base he thought people's critiques of the team were. Because I don't think expectations were very high that year. And he was like, I mean, good for them. I have my own set of expectations. That's almost an exact quote.
Dude, that's a confidence a guy like him can. Like, he's got the skins on the wall and everything. I can walk into a room and say, y'all are all wrong, and convince this group of guys that they want to believe. Like, they wanted to believe that they were better than they were. And guess what? Proof is, they actually were better than they were.
And
they played over their head.
Yeah, this is one of the things is that's why you play the games, because I also remember vividly in spring training of 2023 being like, I love the confidence. I love the belief. I guess maybe I don't see it. And then they started out insanely 40-20. And so it took those 60 games and you're like, okay, well, never mind. Because Boch was right about everything. This team was right about everything. And I know it was kind of in cruise control the rest of the way there, but then the magical playoff run. And I think, I hope most all Rangers fans will always and forever have a positive, super positive viewpoint of Bochy. Because if you don't, I think you're doing it wrong. You said don't tell people how to fan.
Yeah, no.
But if you
I
don't,
agree with you.
I think you're wrong.
Well, that's not fan. That's humaning at this point.
Okay.
You know, if you ever see him, offer him a drink. You know,
yes.
Boch, really appreciate you. Thank you. Can I buy you a Weller? And he'll probably say, well, you know what? And that's another thing I'm going to miss because I've worked so hard to kind of get that impersonation down. Kevin, I distinctly remember in 2023 predicting that they would win the World Series and saying that I'd never wave the flag on this team. And so that's kind of where we stand. So wherever we go from here,
okay,
go get Rangers is how I feel about it. And that's what each week when he hopped on with us, Kevin, felt like we were going to get a cool story.
Right.
At least one.
Right.
He was going to be honest with us about the way the team was playing. He didn't BS us about this team at all. I didn't feel like. I felt like if we asked a question, he'd tell us that's a fair question. And I don't feel like we ever really asked unfair questions to him.
Sure.
Sometimes he would be like, I'm not going to tell you that.
Right.
Occasionally. Like very,
right,
very, very
right.
rarely. But most of the time he was like, hey, let me answer this question with a real thing about what this guy's going through. He gave me a lot better understanding of the psyche of this sport and how much confidence is important to it. Like, I understand talent being a big deal, but just like anything else, Kevin, if I come on air and I'm lacking confidence, you can hear that.
Sure.
If I hop on air and I'm full of it, man, you definitely can hear that too. So I think that goes with all of us in every one of our own professions. And sports especially, for sure. You can see it with the Cowboys offense right now. They look confident.
Yes.
Cowboys defense doesn't.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I was not prepared for that in the opening segment. Now, somebody asked this question. I'm trying to see who texted it in from the 214. Do you guys think the Rangers told them the direction they are going and Bochy said, no, thank you, I'm out? That is
kinda
almost exactly what I think happened. I think it was a discussion more of, hey, Boch, we respect everything that you've done for us. We want to make sure you're in the loop at what we believe this team will look like going forward, so you have all the information and can make your decision accordingly.
Do you believe it's mutual?
I think it was mutual because I think Chris Young knew going into that meeting when presenting what the future probably looks like that Bochy was going to be like, I appreciate it. No, thank you.
Yeah. And so if you were in that room, the presentation was, we're about to take a lot of your talent away.
I believe so. And that is my opinion.
Because, and without saying it, you couldn't fix the talent this year. Or last year either. And I know the injuries were a big part of it, and we can't just blame the injuries because we got to get the most out of it. But
right.
we're not going to have the same level of talent. We're going to start developing. Do you want to be around for that? And Bochy was probably like, look, man, I've been around this thing for a long time. It could take a long time for that.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know if he'll manage in San Francisco. Maybe he has a different role in San Francisco that he's more, hey, look, I get to work with Buster Posey. He knows me. I know him. I can do some other stuff there, too.
And they love each other.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And he loves the area. He spent most of his career on that West Coast. He grew up on the East Coast, lived there for a long time, had his time here. So I agree with you, Kevin. I think he was given an idea of what they're going to do. I think we've pretty well laid out what their plan. We can go position by position and lay that plan out for sure over the next few days. But I think whenever we see the same plan and he saw it and he was like, that's not my cup of tea. Maybe I have some better options elsewhere.
Yeah, from the 214, this is a little complicated. Bochy and Ray Davis didn't see eye to eye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The reason why I think that's complicated is I think Ray Davis was at the absolute forefront of people who wanted Bruce Bochy back.
He's a huge fan of Chris Young. He's a huge fan of Bruce Bochy. I remember talking to him at spring training, and he like lit up talking about Chris Young and Bruce Bochy.
Yeah, but I think the part of not seeing eye to eye is what are going to be the next steps for this team. And I know Chris Young last night was very emphatic that they have not used the word rebuild. It's not a rebuild, et cetera, et cetera. But like clearly by taking that theoretical step back, Bochy didn't like that.
You don't think anybody's leaving on real bad terms here, right?
No. No.
Zero ill will.
Actually, let me try that again.
Look, I got one guy's walking away going, I won you a World Series.
Right.
I did my part.
Right.
And I couldn't get it done the last year. I think he's upset about that for himself.
Yeah.
He's the manager. It's his job to get the team to rally and lead them. So I'm thinking he's upset there, but I don't think he's upset with Chris Young because he understands the business.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And I don't think CY is looking at Bochy going, I never liked you.
No. I want to make that clear. I don't think that whatsoever. The only thing I wonder about, and I am speculating on this 100%. The only way I could see ill will is if there was a tiny part of Boch that was like, you knew when you offered me this scenario that I was going to not have an interest in being part of it. But I don't know how far that goes.
And you know what, Kevin? You're right, because there could be a part of him that's like, I kind of needed that out anyway because I wanted to pursue something else.
Sure,
like this,
sure.
I loved my time, my 3 years here in Texas. When he signed a three-year deal,
yes.
I bet he was like, hey, man, this could be my last 3 years doing this thing.
Yes.
And then he won a World Series, and everybody was like, give that man another job.
And I know we have to pretend like we don't know who the next manager is going to be. I just want to say for the record,
Brett Boone.
I will be shocked.
Bobby Wilson.
If it is, I mean, I would be shocked by that. If it's not Skip Schumacher, I would be shocked by that. And I think
Cobbler.
That is, let me know if that nickname catches on. I think that fits the vision probably a lot more in terms of longer term rebuilding. And again, I know Chris Young was adamant that because he's like,
because explain Schumacher to the people that some people don't know who he is.
Sure, sure. Well, okay. Well, so, and he was brought in specifically, it felt like as manager in training. And that's why they let the dude from the White Sox move on down the road.
Because
he was originally thought to be the manager in training. But Skip Schumacher's like, I don't know, 25 years younger. So just from a matter of, you know, age right there, you would think, hey, if I tell you this is going to be part of an overarching reset talent, reset budget, five-year plan, I don't know that to be the case. I'm just using that as an example. That Schumacher would be in a significantly better position to take that on, interest-wise, than Boch.
His first year with Miami, 84-78, and his second year, 62-100. However, it did sound like that was a front office faux pas. They kind of killed that for sure.
Yes, and it was much like the Pirates.
And he had caught like this fire of everybody out there wants this guy as their manager.
Yes.
Because of the personality,
yes.
The way he demands, the accountability he holds to the players. There's a lot of reasons. Somebody said Mike Maddox. I would say there's no way that the Rangers front office would let him leave anywhere.
I hope he stays.
He is the best pitching coach that you can find. I love that.
I agree.
He is awesome. And he's cool as hell, too.
Yes.
I love that dude, too.
Yeah. No.
I agree with you on Schumacher. It sounds like that. Now, do they have to do a search? Do they have to do interviews? Do they have to have a conversation?
They will. I'll say this again. I heard what Chris Young said last night. I do not believe that is entirely factually accurate. Because the question essentially was asked to Chris Young, you know, about like, oh, Skip and the manager. And he was like, to be honest, we haven't had those conversations. If he means directly, we haven't gone to Skip Schumacher in the last 24 hours and said, you're our next manager, then that's probably true. If I am to believe that there have been no conversations either directly with Skip or in the front office at all about Skip's managerial prospects, I don't believe that for one second, because that doesn't make any sense for a forward-thinking organization like the Texas Rangers. Like, that just literally makes no sound business sense whatsoever. And then somebody compared it to the Jimmy thing. And I understand that. I will say this for, like, when Jimmy was whatever. You saw clearly that your team could still win Super Bowls, all right? I do not think, as presently constructed, the Rangers can say clearly, we can go win the World Series. Not to say that it couldn't happen, because 2023 was very surprising. But this is not a plug-and-play team.
Do you even have the foundation? Your foundation right now, I would suspect, starting pitching-wise, you're good.
Yeah.
I think you have a good rotation.
That I agree with, for
but
sure.
I don't know if you have a foundation for a potential future winner.
Can I answer it like this? And I don't want this to sound like a cop-out. I do think you have a foundation on September 30th, 2025. I do not think that when you start the season, your foundation will look anything similar.
From the 972, Bochy will always be an Astro, never a Ranger. He played 3 years for the Astros, and I wasn't even born yet. So for me, I will say he will always be a Padre or Giant.
Oh.
And then he got us a World Series.
To me,
I love him.
He will always be the man who...
I wasn't even born when that dude was...
Yeah. He will always be a man, be the man who brought the World Series here. I will have positive thoughts about him.
I love Ron
forever.
Washington and Johnny. Like, I love those two managers so much.
They're, yeah,
at the highest high for me, Bruce Bochy is a notch above them. Not just simply because of the World Series. That's one. I mean, that's a marquee piece to it. But everything else that he did in that 1 year.
And for the 214, I hope this will make this person feel better. Are we about to enter the dark ages of Rangers baseball? 2.4 million in attendance as average. One of the things when they built the new stadium, though, is you were naturally never going to be able to reach the same heights of attendance that you did before, because your capacity in this new ballpark is like 9,000 and change smaller than the old ballpark. Local media rights dried up. Not so fast, my friends. What I have heard is the first year of the Rangers Sports Network economically has gone significantly better than the Rangers had maybe projected out. Now, I know Manfred said, hey, they're going to own all the TV rights by 2028. Good luck with that. I want to see what that looks like. But I think that is a potential positive for the Rangers going forward. So I'm not prepared to say the dark ages of Rangers baseball whatsoever, but I do think there could be some trying times ahead for people and their favorite players. Like, if you have a jersey of somebody who seems like they're a staple of this team.
I've always said this. I was here as the first Corey, all right? And I always said that I would outlast any other Corey in this city.
Oh.
So if Corey Feldman ever comes through this town, you're going to be here one night, bro.
No, right? I got what you're saying. We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? I get what you're saying.
You know Corey.
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's good to hear his voice again. It's good to laugh again.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't worry. We got plenty more Rangers content. We got Matt Hicks coming up at noon. We got Bob Nightingale coming up at 1:20. Baseball Nuggets at 10:40. But
the ticket prices need to go up. Or
Think that would be a good solution right now. If you're going to cut payroll and you're losing the manager that got you the World Series.
Wyatt Langford to lead us. So.
Hey, that would be a bold decision to raise ticket prices now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.